And would anybody like a piece of this kind of whatever it is? It's probably zucchini, banana.
Oh no, if it's not seaweed, I don't want it. Oh no, you don't have seaweed.
Anybody else?
Okay, so go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. Paul, do you have anything in closed session we need to discuss?
No.
No?
Jennifer, did you have anything?
Well, yeah, I'm just curious. I know you say this is an administrative action, but the reimbursement, where did I put it? The reimbursement agreement. How much of this has changed from the original draft that we drafted and gave to Summit? I mean, are there things in here that I, because I don't have a red line, so I don't know what's changed. What has changed from the original reimbursement on this?
If you don't mind, I'll let Rachel speak
okay.
to that.
Oh, go ahead, Rachel. Sorry.
Well, I don't
Sorry.
Want to hold up either, but.
Okay.
Well, let me just, I'll start off.
Yeah,
I'll
you
help
start
you.
Off, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
The one thing that was contested, and it wasn't worth the fight in my mind,
okay.
was ownership of the well. I didn't want to get into, I want to get reimbursed.
Well.
I don't care about who owns it right now. First of all, there's no well. So we took
ownership
it out. We struck
well.
It. There's well,
there,
no ownership.
There, we had put a provision in originally saying that,
oh, that the
district
well.
Owns the well.
Okay.
And they wanted to say they own the well. So we just
well,
struck
under the
development,
under the original
it
development
is what
agreement,
it is.
They everything gets.
We have to accept it ultimately. Or else
no, but
the
development agreement would control here, and the development
right.
agreement says all the infrastructure, including any wells drilled, are become
so,
property of Powder Mountain Water Sewer. So,
so
that's a moot point. So
exactly.
Okay.
So rather than
okay.
even cause an issue, I spoke with Paul and he said, let's just delete it altogether.
No, that's fine because development agreement controls.
It. And that
okay.
way we're not adding any ambiguity. So I felt
nope.
good about that change.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
The only other thing that we added that I recall, Rachel, was the fact that we asked for a deposit.
And we had asked for
water.
A deposit?
Mm-hmm. You'll see under the water. I'm speaking from memory, Jen.
Okay. So we were asking them for a deposit.
Against the water purchase delivery when the well is down. You know, that cost to give
okay.
us a deposit.
Okay, so we wanted them to put a bunch of money
yeah.
up in case
yeah.
it went down so that it would
it
cover
will,
the costs.
It will be
it
shut
will,
down.
It will be shut down.
And we will be delivering water to the
trucking
tank.
Water.
Trucking water. In the phone call, where was I? I think I was at Bear Lake on vacation when that happened,
mm-hmm.
and sitting on a beach.
Okay. So
and what was agreed to, because Greg got all wound up about, well, I don't want this to be, you know, $1 million,
right.
and Jeff piped up and said, Paul and I will work it out in terms of what's a reasonable amount, and they wanted me to tell them how much, and I said, I don't have all the data in front of me. I haven't, we
mm-hmm.
haven't gotten, Wolf Creek has indicated that they would sell water to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have, we were still fussing around with quantities. And so,
okay.
in other words, long story, end of the long story. I don't know exactly how much money we need,
okay.
you know, because I don't know how much money it's going to cost us. I know elements, but not
right.
all.
Well, what's the worst case scenario in terms of how many trucks of water and how long a period of time? Because each truck only holds what, 4,000 gallons? 5,000 gallons?
5,000. So it would be two trips a day at least.
Two
you
trucks
know.
A day, which
and
we already have millions of heavy equipment on there. It's a dangerous road.
Yeah.
It's you go up 5-10 miles an hour and same thing going down. But that's beside the point. So how long a period of time would we be looking at for this?
Well, the
worst
the
case scenario.
Worst case scenario?
Worst case. I want to know worst
4
case.
Weeks.
4 weeks and two trucks a day over the 4 weeks. And how much does a water
I don't
truck
know if
cost?
That's the thing. I don't know what Wolf Creek's going to charge us. And, you know, that's
okay.
what Summit wanted to know, and I deferred. I said,
okay.
we got to get all our numbers together. We've got a little time for this. You know, we don't have to have this today
mm-hmm.
because they're not, they haven't even brought the drill rig up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take them a month or so to.
Before we even
talk about this. So
okay.
we'll have time to get all this together, and I can
okay.
report back to you guys as to how that looks.
Well, actually, you know,
and it's very
Rachel,
open.
Do you have the ability to send me a red line so I can see all the changes, or is it
yes.
you have the version? I just just for my own.
Well, fine. But this, I saw this as a very open-ended contract. I mean, they're worried about it.
Sheeting?
That's not a word in French.
Thank you. Otherwise, I'm fine with having a reimbursement. Bob, you good?
Yeah. I mean,
no, really. Are you really good, though, Bob?
He's in Hawaii. It's got to be good.
Well, the worst case scenario is, from the prudent engineer's perspective, is 4 weeks of interruption.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
I'm sort of a doomsday theorist.
Yep.
They punch through with Bloomington. They get into a geologic formation. It drains hidden well, aquifers dead. And you've got a parade of water trucks following snow plows.
As far as I'm concerned, let's just get one of those heaters that has a great blower on it, and we'll melt our own at the top of the hill.
Let's put Christmas lights on the parade truck.
I hear you, Bob.
I do know, though, if it gets too much there, there's a guy that can do paint work on those trucks behind the hill.
And for free. He won't even charge us. But you're right, Bob. But we live in an earthquake state. We just have one earthquake, and everything could change, too. So I don't disagree with you, and...
On a different note, if I may, the Bloomington sequencing, because it's a desired goal, everybody agrees. We're so much moving full steam ahead on that. I'd like to congratulate everybody who's been involved. Seriously, it's just a thing of beauty how we can basically grab this by the horn and demonstrate value to the summit once again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're there. There's some odds and ends gone points out that are technical. There's this sort of agreement that's been executed, and I think we just need to be able to get there, okay, without too much more hullabaloo. There is a rumor, if you will, and I characterize it as such because Greg Morrow actually told me this, so that there may be financing issues related to Bloomington. Paul, do you have any issues, or I should say insight into what's going on there with the financing of Bloomington?
No, I shot it at him point blank in that regard. But then I told him to squelch the rumor if it's truly a rumor, and so I guess he hasn't done that, has he? And I left it at that because we had other things to talk about.
So as many of you might know, there's an important meeting on July 20th. Harry, are you going to be able to attend that meeting?
No.
Okay.
I'm at the NACO conference with the other commissioners.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I'll go into free fire zones myself commonly. You know, so we're just going to have to strategize. But the substance of this meeting, as I understand it, is there's some conversations, albeit rumoroid, that there's a proposal that Greg Morrow is considering in which somehow the district itself is going to provide some sort of financing scheme, if you will, under our name as a public utility, to facilitate Bloomington. And I just want to kind of put that out there so at least it's not a complete sort of chagrin, everybody grind their teeth if this is actually not a rumor. And then that is the way Greg portrayed it directly to me, was that if this can't happen, that there would be a definite push towards the special service district. So we've had conversations about this so-called special service district. This is an absolute red line issue for the community. We can talk about it now. We don't have to. I just want to kind of provide a preview of coming attractions that I think may prompt additional discussion among the group, and just sort of leave it at that.
Yeah, let's see what they present. And that, I think, that's why I pushed really hard for Mark to make sure to, I mean, everybody isn't going to be able to be there, but I think
Mark's really important.
Mark is the key, key to this discussion. And to the extent that the board can understand some of that, that's great, but I think it needs to come through Mark because of his expertise on this issue. And so that's why I wasn't too worried about the date, just because I felt like the most important key here was Mark Anderson. So,
you know, I agree with that. You know, What I kind of like argue for, if you will, Carrie, and not to belabor this point, before we go down the rabbit hole of negotiations over this matter, quote unquote, that we do a high order review among ourselves and actually put together an internal conversation and consensus. You know, first of all, is a special service district in the, from a public policy perspective, is it the right thing to do?
Right.
What barriers exist at the county and at the state? What sort of steps do we have to take in terms of notifying and allowing our customers, including Cache County folks, Wolf Creek folks, to participate in these important discussions? It would impact the entire area, not just the current sort of customers in
Bob,
the existing district.
Sorry for interrupting. I'm good at that, though. So do you have a list of those questions that you could, at least to me, put in a... an email or just in some kind of a written form so that I can just keep those more fresh on my mind as I look? And
yes, I'd be happy to do that. And so it's going to be more clear to me after this meeting on July 20th. Would that be an adequate timeline for me to put this together for you?
Sorry, what meeting, July 20th?
That's the one he's talking about.
Mark Anderson and Greg?
Greg. Brent Rose.
Brent Rose and Winston, I believe.
Is that for the whole board or just?
No, this is just a side discussion regarding their
special
desire to start the conversation on creating their own special
or
district.
Or not creating their own district.
Well, haven't they already filed the paperwork with the state to form this district? That's my understanding. They already filed. They've already taken step one.
I haven't seen that, but I don't know.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I got the impression like this was a new thing.
No.
Well, I mean, I think that they may have tried in the past, but I mean, this discussion is
a new discussion
of...
It's one they want to have,
The first I heard of it, I was on a phone call with Greg and Don Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann, probably.
And Ann, and it was when we were talking about this easement agreement, and we had such a nice, friendly agreement, and Don was so friendly with them that I got the feeling that Greg was like, well, this is great, you know, we'd really like to revisit this discussion. And Don was all on board and Don was all on board and thought this sounds great. And so I think maybe Greg saw an in of like, maybe this is something that might actually we'd be able to talk about. And he said, I know there's been a lot of feelings in the past between the district and Summit. And he says he really truly would like to move forward with not having prejudices to begin with this conversation, and it sounded like you had this renewed vigor of let's start over. And I'm just relaying to you the conversation I heard, and that's what prompted this. And so the very next day I get an email saying, okay, let's set up that meeting. And they since I was in that previous conversation, they wanted me involved, and I said, no, I think this needs to be Mark. This is his wheelhouse. So that's how this all began.
I think though we all need to recognize and put a hand of thank you out to our own Bob Barrett for his student body presidential role in communicating with Summit.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm giving him your phone number.
But in the annexation hasn't, we haven't finalized the annexation either, right?
No, thank you, Tim.
Annexation of phase one is not completed either.
Let me
bet they're waiting for this discussion.
Let me disclose this to you. Again, during the 7 o'clock conversation last night, since I was on my own time.
You get him at 7, I get him at 9 p.m.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Say what I want to say to him. I said to him, point blank, I said, Greg, in terms of moving forward, and you know, well and other things, you're going to find a lot of pushback if you don't do this annexation. I don't care if you're thinking you're going to do the district, the special district or not.
Mm-hmm.
It can be disconnected if that really can happen or should. You know, it can be disconnected and anything can be undone if it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, if you get that done, it'll go a long ways to moving things forward with this board. Otherwise, we're going to get locked up again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I told him point blank. We're counting on the non-connect fees of phase one, Summit phase one, to pay our debt service.
Oh,
I told him that point blank. We need this money. We can't afford what we're about to get into without these non-connect fees. And he told me, well, maybe we could have some interlocal blah, 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 blah. I said, Greg, did you not hear what I just said? Phase one gets annexed, period. What you do after that, not that I don't care, but I don't care. If they decide that it, for the benefit of us, that it actually helps us, that not dealing with them going forward and not being involved with all the, you know, the money that would be involved, et cetera, then so be it. But I told him phase one has to be annexed, period, end of story. Stop calling me at 9 o'clock at night and bullying me, by the way.
Okay.
Well, yep.
Let's see what they propose.
I got this.
We've got time.
Just going to listen.
So I stopped taking his call. And he literally said, I thought you got hit by a bus. I'm like, I didn't, but, well, I was in your neighborhood. I want to come talk face to face. Well, I don't. So go away. And don't come in my neighborhood. It's a private road. Don't you see the signs? It says guests and residents only. Many signs. Oh, I didn't tell him that part. But I wanted to.
Okay.
Anyway.
If there's nothing else, I'd like to make the motion that we go out of public meeting.
Close
meeting. Close public, back into
whatever
public.
It is.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll second that.
That one.
Unless we're, are we good?
All
Bob,
in favor,
good?
Say aye.
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 I'd like to make a motion
Any
that
opposed?
We...
Any opposed? We're unanimous. We're back.